Am I in the air?
Well, all right. What is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you're here to join me once again to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, non-spoiler reviews. You come right here to Am I on the Air? It's season 28, episode 4, and tonight's show is simply titled Play. We're going to be breaking down the news from January 17th through today, January the 23rd. So strap on in and let's get you caught up. What's going on out there in television? What's going on out there in movies? And of course, the news of the week, the new trailers that have dropped, the new casting announcements, everything that happened in the last 7 days. We're going to talk about. So let's jump on in. I got one movie. So our last podcast, I think we had like 6 movies to review. It was so much. I think I had like 6 movies. I had like 6 TV shows. It was a lot, dude. I think we spent a half hour just doing reviews. Today, it's a little bit lighter. So over on the movie side, my one new movie that we watched is Role Play. This was an Amazon Prime original movie that had just dropped last week with Kaley Cuoco leading this one. You know, Penny from The Big Bang Theory. Kaley Cuoco and David Oyelowo, who, you know, is blowing up, man. David's in everything right now. You got Bill Nye popping up in this, Connie Nielsen. So really, really strong cast here. I'm a sucker for Kaley Cuoco. I've liked pretty much most of what she's done. She's had a couple stinkers here and there, but I just like her, man. I like her charisma. I like the way she plays off people, and I like David Oyelowo as well. So when I saw the trailer for this, I was like, this could be a lot of fun. This one here is a very simple premise. It's a romance action comedy. It's about Emma, played by Kaley Cuoco, who has a wonderful husband and 2 kids in the suburbs of New Jersey. She also has a secret life as an assassin for hire, a secret that her husband David discovers when the couple decide to spice up their marriage with a little role play. So yeah, pretty straightforward here. I was banging my head trying to be like, I feel like I saw something similar to this recently, and then it dawned on me that I was thinking of Ghosted, the movie that came out last year with Chris Evans and Ana de Armas. Pretty similar kind of premise. We're basically got a married couple here. They got kids. They live a normal kind of suburban life. But Kaley Cuoco's character is an assassin, right? So she's always going, I got to go on a work trip. And then she's killing people and so forth. But, you know, her cover gets blown. She's trying to protect her family. Her husband's like, what the hell's going on? And we're kind of off to the races. So, like I said, I was very excited for this movie when I saw the trailer. Checked it out over the weekend, and it's just okay. Unfortunately, I was pretty bummed out with this one because I expected so much more. It has some good moments in it, but overall, it's pretty boring, and I felt like the end of the movie kind of landed on a thud. So I'm a little saddened to say, but you know, hey, if you got some time to kill and you like the trailer, definitely check it out. It's on Prime Video. It's now streaming, so you don't got to waste no money on this thing. But for me, Role Play just gets 2 out of 5 stars. All right, guys, now we're going to switch over to TV, and there's not much new because I'm kind of wrapping up some shows. I had a lot of season finales to get through, which I'll talk about here in a sec. So the only new show I watched is a new one that just dropped on Hulu. It's called Death and Other Details. This is a mystery drama crime thriller, right? When a guest is murdered on a luxury ocean liner, Imogen Scott becomes the only suspect in an impossible crime. She didn't do it, so who did? What I will compare this show to, this reminds me a lot of the Kenneth Branagh films of the last couple years, right? Like Haunting in Venice, Death on the Nile, Murder on the Orient Express. It's a style like that, right? Where you have a premise, you have a group of people, someone ends up getting murdered, and you got the detective who is so cool and he tries to figure out the crime. Even like a Knives Out to an extent. But this one really reminds me more of the Kenneth Branagh one, the Hercule Poirot that he plays in those movies. And this one here, our detective is played by Mandy Patinkin. So Mandy's always cool when he pops up, but he's a very unique detective in this. And of course you have your core group of people that are all being questioned for the death on this ocean liner. So this just dropped on Hulu. They put out the first two episodes. Episode three just dropped today. I haven't had a chance to watch episode three yet, but I watched the first two and I dig it. Is it the greatest thing in the world? No. Is it better than Knives Out? No. Is it along the lines of the Kenneth Branagh films? Sure. It's fun. It's got some twists and turns. I like, you know, murder mysteries like this. So I think it's a fun time. So I would definitely recommend you check out Death and Other Details, now streaming over on Hulu. Now, outside of that, that's what I got new, right? We got Role Play over on Prime Video, 2 out of 5 stars, and Death and Other Details on Hulu, thumbs up here. Everything else was season finales. A lot of shows ended last week. First, we had The Curse. This is a show that I suffered through. I suffered through it so much. With Nathan Fielder and Emma Stone. This was on Showtime, on Paramount Plus. And I wanted to like this show a lot because I thought the trailer looked cool. And this is a show that I can say now that it's over, nothing happens. Nothing. It is 10 episodes, 9 episodes, nothing happened. And in the 10th season finale, something batshit crazy happens. And you're just like, what the fuck did I just watch? Like, it makes zero sense. And the show was weird as hell. And I just don't feel like anything happened for 10 episodes. And that's a bummer because we had a good cast. I mean, Emma Stone even got nominated for this show. And I don't know why, because I don't even think anybody was that great in it. It just, I suffered through it, man. My wife tapped out of this show like two or three episodes in. She was like, I'm out. And I said, I will finish it. And I trucked through and said, why did I finish that and waste 9 more hours on this thing? It was rough. It was rough. But hey, if you want to check it out for yourself, The Curse, the full season, now streaming on Paramount Plus with Showtime. Then my favorite that just ended was Reacher Season 2. What a phenomenal season. Finale was great. I'm really going to miss in the next season him not having his crew. What I think really made season 2 pop was the fact that his military crew was with him, and they were all fantastic, especially Sarinda Swan. Ooh, I love her. So it was great to have the team behind him, right, and have this kind of ensemble season. And, you know, I just sad to know season 3 is going to go back to him just kind of being a loner. And I'm like, man, I want his team back, right? Like, we got to bring the team back. I hope we get some cameos next season. But this season was phenomenal. I loved every episode of it, every minute of it. Highly, highly recommended. So if you didn't watch season 2 yet, you can binge the whole thing right now on Prime Video. Also, Fargo season 5 ended. I never watched the season of Fargo until this one. I thought season 5 looked really good by the trailer, watched it and loved it. This was a show that I was very gung-ho to get to every single week when they dropped a new episode. Jon Hamm was fantastic in this. What a wonderful season. Great cast. Everybody was awesome. I loved it. So if you missed Fargo season 5, check that out right now on Hulu. And lastly, Found. This is one of the new shows that came out this year, about a lady who, when she was younger, was abducted by Zach Morris from Saved by the Bell. And she escaped. And then she became somebody who started her own company, finding people that had been abducted. But the twist in the show is that she has actually kidnapped Zach Morris now, and he is kidnapped in her basement, and he helps her solve these crimes. It was a great first season. It's already been renewed for season 2, and this season, of course, ends on a cliffhanger, and you can't wait to see where they go with it. So definitely check out Found season 1. You can stream the whole thing right now on Peacock. So there you go, guys. That's what I got for you from a review standpoint. Short and sweet. Once again, Role Play on Prime Video, 2 out of 5 stars. Death and Other Details over on Hulu, thumbs up. The Curse, now streaming on Paramount Plus or Showtime. Reacher Season 2, streaming on Prime Video. Fargo Season 5, streaming on Hulu. And Found Season 1, streaming on Peacock. So you can watch all those seasons in their entirety now. So love it, love it, love it. All right, let's get on over to the box office. Man, it was a very quiet weekend at the box office. With the number one movie only making $11 million, that shows you how quiet it was. Coming in number 10, it was Poor Things. Number 9, The Boys in the Boat. Number 8, Night Swim, which has now hit VOD. Number 7, ISS. That was your big debut of the weekend with $3 million, so not a great start there. Number 6 was Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, which also has hit VOD as of today. I bought my copy today. I can't wait to watch that again. Number 5, Anyone But You. Number 4, Migration, which also hit VOD today. Number 3, Wonka, which hits VOD next week. Number 2, The Beekeeper. And number 1, once again, is Mean Girls. So there is your box office. Mean Girls coming in with $11.6 million for the number 1 spot. All right, guys, let's switch gears and get on over to our news of the week. And I'm going to start things off because the Oscars were announced today. That's right, the nominees were issued out early this morning, so this is hot off the presses. The Oscars will be announced on Sunday, March 10th, during an ABC live ceremony at the Dolby Theater hosted by Jimmy Kimmel. So let's run through the nominees. Coming in at for Best Picture, the nominees are American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, and The Zone of Interest. Actor in a leading role, the nominees are Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Colman Domingo for Rustin, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. Actor in a supporting role is Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction, Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling for Barbie, and Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. Actress in a leading role is Annette Bening for Naiad, Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon, Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall, Carey Mulligan for Maestro, and Emma Stone for Poor Things. Actress in a supporting role is Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, America Ferrera, congratulations, for Barbie, Jodie Foster for Naiad, and Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers. Animated feature film, The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Nimona, Robot Dreams, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Cinematography was El Conde, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. Directing, Anatomy of a Fall director Justine Triet, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, and Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. A lot of these are the side categories. Let me see here. We got a lot of side categories for documentary and editing, international, makeup, hairstyling, music, original song, The Fire Inside from Flamin' Hot, I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie, It Never Went Away from American Sympathy, Wazazi, a song from my people from Killers of the Flower Moon, and What Was I Made For, the Billie Eilish song from Barbie. So I think that's pretty much visual effects, The Creator, Godzilla Minus One, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, and Napoleon. Yeah, and the rest of all the side categories. So we do have it posted up on our social media. So if you'd like to see all the other side categories, you are more than welcome to check that out. But I wanted to run through all the major categories as we got going here for the Oscars. So there you go. Once again, March 10th, check it out. All right. Peacock has unveiled the trailer for Vigil Season 2, so check that. We have the trailer for Luke Hemsworth and Tyrese Gibson's new crime thriller, Bad Hombres. Never even heard of that, but it's coming out. The Office Superfan episode Season 7 is coming very soon to Peacock. Code 8 Part 2 is going to be hitting Netflix on February 28th, so I'm glad to check that out, man. Stephen Amell, Robbie Amell are back for the sequel, and glad that it's coming sooner rather than later. So February 28th over on Netflix. We have your new look at Ben Mendelsohn as Christian Dior in the Apple TV Plus period drama that's coming out. They are adapting the PlayStation horror video game Until Dawn into a movie, so That'd be pretty cool. Annabelle Creations' David F. Sandberg and Gary Dauberman are reteaming for the Until Dawn movie. This is a fun video game and it could totally make a good movie because it's very cinematic. So, and I love David F. Sandberg, man. You know, going back to horror after Shazam, this is going to be good for him. A Chuck E. Cheese television series based on the restaurant chain is now in development. Supposedly, they're saying it's going to be like Squid Game. They're going to be playing different obstacle stuff. I don't know, man. Chuck E. Cheese. So weird. Let's see here. We have your first look at the Tattooist of Auschwitz. We got some new photos there for the new historical drama series that's coming soon to Peacock. Sylvester Stallone's show, his reality show, The Family Stallone, is coming back very soon over on Hulu. So they're going to drop a new trailer for that here in the next week or two. Jennifer Lopez has dropped a trailer for This Is Me Now, A Love Story, which is going to be a genre-bending cinematic movie from Jennifer Lopez. That's right. She made a visual album, basically turned her new album into a movie with some really cool dancing and singing. And, you know, J-Lo knows how to do it big. So this is going to hit Prime Video next month. We have the trailer for Suncoast, which is the new Hulu dramedy with Woody Harrelson and Nico Parker. Pauly Shore is set to play Richard Simmons in a new biopic, but Richard Simmons ain't having none of it. He was like, I didn't approve this, but Pauly Shore is going to do it. And I think he'll do a good job as Richard Simmons, man. Go, Pauly. FX's Alien prequel TV series is going to ignore Prometheus and the Covenant movies. So the two prequel movies there in the Alien movie franchise are going to be ignored for the TV series that they're doing over on FX. So, hey, man, do your own thing. Make it make sense. The Last of Us Season 2 has nabbed the Loki director to do some episodes, so that'd be cool. The Minecraft movie has added Jennifer Coolidge to the cast. Alex Winter says that they are writing Bill and Ted 4. That's right, I didn't think this was going to happen, but he says the movie will get written, and they have a great idea for the sequel, so they are looking to move forward with Bill and Ted 4. Party on, dude. We'll see. We'll see. Godzilla Minus One is going to come back to theaters in a black and white version. So if that's something that suits you, probably like Friggins, who likes dumb stuff like that. I could care less about a black and white version of anything. But hey, it's coming. If that's something you'd like to check out, it'll be in limited release there. Apple TV Plus is going to be releasing a new show called The Completely Made Up Adventures of Dick Turpin. And this is coming pretty soon over on Apple TV Plus. Criminal Minds vet Josh Stewart has announced his exit. He will not be returning to the next season. The Summit is a new show that's been ordered over on CBS. It's a mountain climbing competition. Oh, Friggin's going to love that. Mountain climbing competition is going to be hosted by Spartacus's Manu Bennett. And a lot of us know Manu Bennett from Arrow as Deathstroke. So I love Manu Bennett. He's awesome. So he's a great host for this. It's called The Summit. It's going to be coming soon to CBS. Christopher Landon, who just exited Scream 7 as director, has landed up his next gig. It's going to be called Big Bad. It's based on a book. It's a werewolf thriller. So get ready for that. I love it. Sounds good to me. Rosa Salazar is set to star opposite Mark Wahlberg and Shane Black's new crime thriller, Play Dirty. Richard Simmons, here we go once again. Richard Simmons says he did not give permission for Pauly Shore to make a biopic about him. He says, I've never given permission for this movie, so don't believe everything you read. He says, I no longer have a manager and I no longer have a publicist. I just try to live a quiet life and be peaceful. So we'll see. We'll see what ends up happening here. Forrest Whitaker has boarded the new show Emperor of Ocean Park, and that's going to be an MGM Plus show. So keep your eyes peeled for that next year. Schmigadoon has been canceled after two seasons on Apple TV Plus. This really bums me out because I love Schmigadoon. I was really looking forward to a season 3. So this really bums me out. The show was very highly rated. It had a great cast. It had a great fan base. I wonder what happened here, because the producers and stuff said they had 25 new songs written for season 3, and now it's all scrapped, and that's a damn shame. Such a good show. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning is coming soon to Paramount Plus, and supposedly when it does, they're dropping the part one. We heard the rumor about this a while back that they don't want to do part one, part two anymore. So it looks like they're going to kind of retcon the part one off of Dead Reckoning. It's just going to be called Dead Reckoning. And the new movie that comes out next year will have a new title. Clone High, we have the season 2 trailer that's coming to Max very soon. The Minecraft movie has also added Kate McKinnon and Jermaine Clement to the video game movie. Rap Shit has been canceled, and the Issa Rae series that is on Max will not be getting a season 3. So I know a lot of people are super pissed about this one as well. This is another show that has amazing ratings, has a great fan base, and very, very shocked that this show is not coming back for another season. Rap Shit canceled. Blumhouse's James McAvoy thriller is going to be coming soon, but later. It's still coming out this year, but they pushed it to later in the back half of the year. It's called Speak No Evil. The sequel to The Polar Express is being worked out, claims the producers. Yes, they're trying to figure that out to do The Polar Express 2. Sequel I did not know was ever going to come, so that's very interesting there. This next piece of news has a lot of people excited and interested. They're coming back with a sequel series to Wizards of Waverly Place. That's right. A sequel series, the pilot has been ordered, and Selena Gomez is set to return as a guest star, which is something I did not think she would do. So that is very, very cool there. Euphoria Season 3 is in development still. They're still writing it. So at the earliest, the show will be back in 2025. It definitely will not be this year. Hulu has announced they're doing a documentary on the Brat Pack, and that is going to come out later this year. The Civil War movie from Alex Garland, which looks really, really good. The release date has been moved up a little bit. The movie will now hit theaters on April 12th. I'm excited about this. The Terminal List. This was a show that came out last year with Chris Pratt. And it was a military show. It was on Prime Video, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty awesome. They renewed it for a season 2, and it's been kind of quiet. Well, now Prime has announced that they are moving forward with it, but it's actually going to be a prequel series, and they're bringing back Chris Pratt, and they're also bringing back Taylor Kitsch, because Taylor Kitsch was one of his best friends in the first season, and they always talked about the old school stories and the missions they went on and all the stuff that they did back in the day. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to do a prequel series with Pratt and Kitsch, and it is officially a go at Prime Video. So awesome, man. Super, super excited about this because I love Taylor Kitsch. I love Chris Pratt, and I love this show. So give me more. I am ready for it. The Rookie has booked the Originals' Danielle Campbell for a season 6 arc. A new Fox lifeguard drama called Rescue High Surf is getting put together, and they have added 911's Ariel Kebble to the cast. She's going to be the lead for the new lifeguard show here. She's pretty cool, so a nice addition there. Night Court has added Nyambi Nyambi as the new clerk Wyatt as a series regular for the new season here of Night Court. We have a statement from the producers about Schmigadoon's cancellation, so check that out if you'd like to read a little bit more. We have the trailer for Life and Beth season 2, a wedding, a pregnancy, and a search for a diagnosis. This is the Amy Schumer show that's on Hulu. I really enjoyed season 1. Me and my wife actually really like season 1, so excited to see where season 2 takes it. Taylor Sheridan is set to write and direct Empire of the Summer Moon, which is a new project revolving around the Comanche chief Quanah. So very cool there from Taylor Sheridan, man. Most of the stuff he does not miss. Giuliano Cruvaldi will play the young Michael Jackson in Anton Fuqua's upcoming biopic. Domhnall Gleeson is set to embark on an epic quest for Guy Ritchie's new film over on Apple called The Fountain of Youth. So that's the one, I believe, with John Krasinski and Natalie Portman. So nice addition there with Domhnall Gleeson. Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler are going to be reteaming for a new original genre film. It's all being kept hush hush right now, but no shocker here to see Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler reteaming for something. Selena Gomez, like I said, going back to the Wizards of Waverly Place, Selena Gomez and David Henry are returning to Waverly Place. The two will be executive producers and will appear on screen in a pilot episode for the new Wizards of Waverly Place revival series. So very cool there. I love that. David Henry will star in the Wizards of Waverly Place revival as an adult who has abandoned his wizarding powers for an everyday magic-free life with his family. That's upended when a young wizard finds him and asks him for help. There you go. We have the BAFTA film nominations for 2024, so check that out if you're interested. Doctor Who shocker, the Time Lord sidekick Millie Gibson has been recast after just one season. SNL 1975, this is a new movie that they're putting together, and Rachel Sennett and Cooper Hoffman have joined the biopic. Netflix drama Ransom Canyon has added James Brolin and Eoin Macken to the cast. Feud, Capote versus the Swans. We have the new trailer, which shows Tom Hollander betraying his socialite friends. So check that out. Alec Baldwin has been indicted on involuntary manslaughter charges again following the Rush shooting. Poor Alec Baldwin, man. I feel like he cannot catch a break with this stuff, man. And it still kills me and shocks me that he can be indicted on manslaughter charges for something that was a prop mishap on a movie set. He was handed the gun and they were filming a movie. Like, he did not intentionally try to do anything. And it just really sucks that, you know, that this has gone on for so long and that, you know, it looked like he was free and then now it's back on him again. So we'll see what happens there. Truth and Lies reveals the return of the ABC News Studio True Crime documentary series. 28 years later, we talked about this on last week's episode, that they are making this movie and three major studios are battling for the sequel rights. Universal, Warner Brothers, and Paramount are in a battle for that, so we'll see where it lands. Law & Order Toronto is coming. That's right, Canada's criminal intent spinoff. So it just gets bigger and bigger. Let's see here. Doctor Who, like we talked about, the companion Millie Gibson has been let go, and Andor's Virata Sethu is going to be the one to replace her. Justin Timberlake is returning to SNL for the first time in about 10 years. So he's going to be the musical guest on this weekend's episode. I believe Dakota Johnson is the main host. The Flight Attendant is not returning for season 3, so that's a bummer. We talked earlier about Kaley Cuoco. I love The Flight Attendant. Season 1 and 2 were great. I had a feeling it wasn't going to come back for season 3. They felt like they kind of wrapped it up with season 2, but still a bummer that we're not going to get some more. The Conners, Nick Offerman is going to be in the season 6 premiere, so that's pretty cool right there. Isa Gonzalez has also been added to the cast of Guy Ritchie's Fountain of Youth movie we just talked about. And boy, do I love Isa Gonzalez. I swear to God, one of the most beautiful women in the world. I love when she gets added to a project. So, Guy Ritchie, I am there. Let's do this. Cate Blanchett and Michael Fassbender set to star in a new spy thriller called Black Bag. That's right. They're attached to star in Black Bag, which is a hot spy thriller package from Steven Soderbergh. It has hit the Hollywood market. There's a little bidding war out for it, but that's awesome. And we love Cate Blanchett. We love Michael Fassbender. That's going to be pretty cool. Marvel Studios is starting out 2024 on a sturdy footing as it begins to refocus and rebuild its TV shows. And after a strong opening for Echo, Daredevil Born Again is ready to restart production. That's right. It is back in production right now. And that is awesome to hear. We have your first look at Jafar Jackson playing his uncle Michael Jackson in the Antoine Fuqua biopic. The film begins production this week. So that's going to be awesome. And it's a pretty cool photo, man. He looks pretty good like Michael and he's right up on his toes doing some dance moves. I love it. So yeah, January 27th, SNL, Dakota Johnson will host Justin Timberlake as musical guest. So I love that. It's going to be a good episode. Let's see here. Hulu has acquired Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story. That's right. It's going to be a 4-part miniseries that marks the first ever docuseries on the band's history with full cooperation from all past and present members of Bon Jovi. That's awesome. This is going to hit Hulu in April. We have the trailer for Apples Never Fall, which is Annette Bening and Sam Neill's new Peacock family drama. Melissa Benoist, her new show, Girl on the Bus, Girls on the Bus, is coming soon this summer, so keep an eye out for that. James Gunn gives an update on J.J. Abrams' Superman movie. He says it is still in development, so they have not shut it down. This would be an Elseworlds Superman movie. But yeah, he said they're still writing it, still in development, so that's all we got for now. The Harry Potter TV reboot status. The show is still moving forward. They're starting to shop it around to some writers and showrunners, so that's pretty cool there. Looks like it's going to start shaping up. Rick and Morty coming back for season 8, so keep your eyes out for that. We have some first look footage of that as well, too. John Boyega gonna star in a Book of Eli prequel series. I love this. Book of Eli was an awesome movie with Denzel Washington. And yes, they're gonna do a prequel series with John Boyega playing that young Denzel Washington character from the Book of Eli. So this is gonna be really cool. I'm excited about that. Marvel's What If Season 3. We got a little first look at that, which is awesome. Love and WWE, Bianca and Montez. We have the trailer for the WWE reality show that is coming to Hulu, I believe February 3rd, if I'm not mistaken, and all 8 episodes are going to drop. So love Bianca, love Montez. I'm a big WWE fan, so I'll definitely be checking this out over on Hulu. A new Jurassic World movie is being made with the original Jurassic Park author. So the writer on the first movie is writing this new movie, and supposedly it's going to be a full, not really reboot, because it still takes place in the same world, but it's going to be about something totally different. This isn't going to connect really to the last 3 Jurassic World movies with Chris Pratt. They're going to do their own thing and kind of do a whole new side of it. So we'll see how that goes. I'm excited, though. I love the Jurassic World. The Jurassic World, I should say. Lindsay Lohan is set to star in another Netflix holiday movie. It's called Our Little Secret Cast. They've casted Lindsay Lohan. Not that the movie's called Cast. Maybe it is called Our Little Secret Cast. Hold on. Now I'm confused because the fucking notes are all jumbled. Let's see here. Lindsay Lohan. Newest holiday film titled Our Little Secret. Yeah, that's what I thought. It doesn't have cast on. Our Little Secret. Lindsay Lohan coming to Netflix and another holiday movie. Invincible Season 2 Part 2 is going to be hitting Prime Video in March, so keep an eye out for that. The Marvels is now available on VOD. I bought my copy a couple weeks ago, but if you've been waiting for it to hit Disney Plus, I got good news. It's coming in a couple weeks. It'll be on Disney Plus on February 7th. Glenn Powell is set to join the cast of a thriller from Emily the Criminal Writer called Huntington. Star Wars The Bad Batch Season 3 trailer has dropped, so check it out for the final season there. We have the trailer for Hitman, which is another Glenn Powell movie. Man, this guy is everywhere right now. It's also Richard Linklater's latest movie coming soon to Netflix. We have the trailer for Constellation, which is the latest Apple TV Plus sci-fi saga. Tron 3 has added Gillian Anderson to the cast, so that is awesome. The movie has also begun filming, so like that addition there. Andrew Scott is going to lead a Netflix adaptation of the classic thriller novel Ripley, so check out the teaser trailer now for that. Mortal Kombat 2 is officially wrapped production, so that is awesome. I can't wait to see a trailer for this one when they get that together. Hitman premieres on Netflix June 7th, by the way. Glenn Powell stars in the unbelievable true-ish story of a hitman who gets his heart stolen. There you go, the new film from Richard Linklater. I'm looking forward to that. I think that'll be cool. The Last Airbender, we got the new poster, comes out February 22nd on Netflix, and we also have the new trailer, so make sure you check that. The new trailer is awesome. Really, really like that new trailer. I'm definitely going to check this show out when it drops. Dumb Money is now on Netflix, so definitely keep your eye out for that. Let me see here. Ted Lasso return. It is possible. They say there are always conversations that are ongoing. So even though nothing is official, this is the first time that I've seen some kind of possibility that it might actually happen. We have the Red Band trailer for Shogun, which previews FX's new epic period drama. Squid Game Season 2, congratulations, it is coming out this year. It is confirmed it will drop this year. No exact window date, just 2024. So keep your eyes out for Squid Game. We'll definitely let you know. Kevin James doing some press for his new comedy special, which is called Irregardless. It's now on Prime Video. I can't wait to watch it. I got it in my queue already. He was asked about a King of Queens reboot, which I would love. King of Queens is my all-time favorite comedy sitcom. And unfortunately, he said, no, we would never do a reboot because Jerry Stiller passed away. And he's like, we just can't envision doing the show without him. And I got to appreciate and love that sentiment that they wouldn't do it because of him. I still feel like they could do it without him. It wouldn't be the same show, but it'd be nice to revisit those characters again because I love it. But that's where we're at now. A report is coming out claiming that Bullseye will return to the MCU in the Daredevil Disney Plus series. That's right. The same actor that portrayed Bullseye in, I believe, season 3 of Daredevil over on Netflix. So they're bringing him back and once again showing that this is all canon now and a part of the MCU. Colin Firth is set to lead the Peacock drama miniseries Lockerbie. So, yeah, we love Colin Firth. That's cool. The G20 cast has added Anthony Anderson and Clark Gregg to the action thriller. Martin Scorsese has become the most nominated living director, passing Steven Spielberg, which is pretty crazy. In some big news, WWE Monday Night Raw, which has been on the USA Network for like 30 years, is going to Netflix starting in 2025. That's right, January 2025. Netflix is taking it on. It will air live on Netflix with no commercials, which is insane, right? We've always watched Raw with commercials. It's going to be commercial free because now it's a streaming product. So that is awesome. And again, you got to be on the no ads plan though for that, but which I am. So you're going to see just, you know, 3 hours of goodies over and over week after week. And this is like a $5 billion deal for the WWE. And that is pretty damn awesome. Let's see here. Marina Baccarin has been cast as a sheriff in Fire Country, and she might actually get her own potential spinoff if this character connects and does its thing. When Calls the Heart sets its season 11 premiere as the Hallmark Channel teases a whole new style. So get your first look here. Love is Blind season 6 trailer has dropped. Invincible Part 2, Season 2 comes on March 14th over on Prime Video, to be exact. Let's see here. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has joined the board of directors over on the WWE owner TKO. Remember, the WWE and the UFC merged into one company called TKO, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson is now officially a board member. That's right. He's also gotten his trademark back for The Rock, so he now owns that that term. So The Rock is back in action. I think that's pretty cool that he's on the board of directors there. So, and then Netflix, not only will they stream Raw in America and a lot of different countries, overseas, they will actually have streaming rights to all their shows and pretty much all their network stuff. So the documentaries and specials will all be streamed overseas on Netflix as well. Netflix will pay about $5 billion for a 10-year deal, as well as international rights for WWE content. So that is amazing. So congratulations. I think that's so cool. And on that note, my friends, that is the end of our show. That is the end of the news. And, that gets us caught up to speed. So I hope you got everything you needed in a nice little under 40-minute chunk. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Please make sure you check out the website, I'm still thinking WWE in my head, WWE.com, www.amiontheair.com. Make sure you bookmark it to listen to the show and everything else that goes with it. It's got links to everything. AmIOnTheAir.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at AmIOnTheAir. You can follow me directly on Twitter at DXDonMega. Same handles over on Threads. I know a lot of you have moved over to the Threads, so make sure you follow us there as well so you don't miss a beat. Even though all our news is still on Twitter, really, I don't have the time to update all that news on Twitter and then go do it again on Threads. So it makes it hard. I only do a little bit on Threads, but make sure you follow us for sure. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/amiontheair. And then make sure you subscribe to us on like Instagram, YouTube. Our podcast is on YouTube as well. So youtube.com/amiontheair, Instagram, TikTok, All the socials, just search Am I on the Air, all one word. You should be able to find us. Subscribe to our podcast here on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts. We're on everything, so make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And thank you to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio, and that's, of course, reddragonsradio.com, all one word. And the Pop Culture Pros at popculture_pros on Twitter as well. Thank you guys for always streaming our show on demand. And that'll do it for me this week. Come back and join me again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel to get you caught up again with another 7 days worth of news. So take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all. Peace. Red Dragon!